All right, I don't know exactly what's going on here. NBC's reporting on it, so I'm just going to read this. We'll go through some things and hopefully we'll get some more clarity on it later. It says Jeffrey Epstein found injured with marks on his neck in New York jail cell, sources say. A source questioned whether Epstein might have staged an attack or a suicide attempt to get him moved to another facility. And it looks like this was released just a couple minutes ago. My computer says it's 11:07. This says it was released at on the 24th at 11:12 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm on Central Standard Time, so this happened about a little less than an hour ago. Jeffrey Epstein, the millionaire financier who is being held on federal sex trafficking charges, was found injured in a fetal position in his cell at a New York City jail. Sources close to the investigation told NBC News on Wednesday night. Epstein, 66, was found semi-conscious with marks on his neck in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan sometime in the last 2 days, the sources said. Epstein is on suicide watch, two sources said. Just keeps saying, it doesn't specify who these sources are, but he is such a high-profile prisoner, you would think he would already be on suicide watch. So this makes no sense to me. Two sources told NBC News that Epstein may have tried to hang himself, while a third source cautioned that the injuries weren't serious, questioning whether Epstein might have staged an attack or a suicide attempt to get a transfer to another facility. Another source said that an assault hadn't been ruled out and that another inmate, identified by sources as Nicholas Tartaglione, had been questioned. Tartaglione, 49, is a former police officer in Briarcliff Manor, New York, who was arrested in December 2016 and accused of killing four men in an alleged cocaine distribution conspiracy, then burying their bodies in his yard in Otisville, according to court records. Yeah, put Epstein in the same vicinity or the same jail cell as this guy and see what his chances are on going to trial. This all just seems made up to me. He was charged with drug conspiracy and 4 counts of murder and is awaiting trial. Sources say that Tartaglione claimed not to have seen anything and not to have touched Epstein. Yeah, we could. Where are the cameras? Don't they have cameras on this guy? Why are they questioning people? Why don't they just go to the cameras? Surely this is a high maximum security cell where every room is monitored and it's surveilled, and there's somebody sitting at a computer watching things every minute of the day. But apparently not. An attorney for Tartaglione denied that his client attacked Epstein, saying that Tartaglione and Epstein got along well and that Epstein appeared to be fine on Wednesday. Attorneys for Epstein didn't immediately return calls for comment. A spokesman for the Bureau of Prisons didn't return calls, and spokesman for the U.S. Marshals and U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment. Epstein was arrested July 6th. Yeah, of course, we all know that. Epstein is charged in a new indictment handed up from New York with 1 count of sex trafficking conspiracy and 1 count of sex trafficking. He could be sentenced up to 45 years in prison if he's convicted. And we already know all this stuff. So getting back to up here, what do you guys think about this? First of all, why would they put him in the same prison cell as Tartaglione, who is said to have murdered all these people in this drug conspiracy? And why would they not have video surveillance on Jeffrey Epstein 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Why would they have to question other people, other prisoners, and not just look at a bird's eye view, firsthand digital video information of what actually happened? There's a lot of ball dropping here. What do you guys think? Leave your thoughts about this for the world, the Google Thought Police, and everybody who apparently thinks it's okay not to closely monitored billionaire sex offenders in the comment section below. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.